Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 25. Early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders and scribes, and the whole council, immediately held a consultation. And binding Jesus, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "It is as you say." The chief priests began to accuse him harshly. Then Pilate questioned him again, saying, "Do you not answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer. So Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast, he used to release for them any one prisoner whom they requested. The man named Barabbas had been imprisoned with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the insurrection. The crowd went up and began asking him to do as he had been accustomed to do for them. Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he was aware that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to ask him to release Barabbas for them instead. Answering again, Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with him whom you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" But Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" Wishing to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas for them. And after having Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers took him away into the palace, that is, the praetorium, and they called together the whole Roman cohort. They dressed him up in purple, and after twisting a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to acclaim him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They kept beating his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling and bowing before him. After they had mocked him, they took the purple robe off him and put his own garments on him, and they led him out to crucify him. They pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. Then they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated, place of a skull. They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each man should take. It was the third hour when they crucified him.
With hundreds of prophecies related to the Messiah, it shouldn't surprise us that God used many people, believers, unbelievers, and even some wicked individuals to ensure the Savior's earthly life would unfold according to plan. For example, a census ordered by Caesar Augustus brought Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, the city of Christ's birth. What's more, God used some of the most powerful men of the day to bring about his son's sacrificial death on the cross. Charges by the religious leaders helped turn the crowd against Jesus. Pilate condemned him, and the Romans carried out the crucifixion. They even bartered for his clothes and chose not to break his legs, as predicted in Scripture. During the dark days between Jesus Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, the disciples must have believed the messianic plan had been derailed. But God's goal wasn't to bring the political revolution some expected. His purpose in sending his Son was to redeem mankind. Jesus paid the death penalty for all our sins. Many had a hand in the Savior's story, but the ultimate responsibility was the Father's. He gave his only Son over to death on behalf of the world that he loves.